Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I try to entertain all ideas, all conversations, just about anything. Yeah, of course, there are some things that are just a no-go from the start. Some things are just a no-go from the start. That's okay. That is okay. I might sacrifice a second or two to give it a little thought, pause for thought, and then just keep it moving, just keep going, because it's a no-go to begin with, and we know it's a no-go, so I'm just going to no-go and go forward. However, if I do decide to entertain certain ideas that may or may not be plausible, or certain arguments that may be factually incorrect or so far from the norm, so the deviation from the norm is just too much to bet. To bear. And if I might entertain that, but the thing is, if I entertain that, there's certain rules. Granted, I know that's my boss thinking that we're gonna follow rules, especially when I'm entertaining something that I shouldn't be entertaining something that regular people want to entertain, but yet I'm gonna entertain it because I like conversation. I like ideas. I like getting a different perspective, even though it's out of the norm, even though it's a little bit radical, even though it's different. I can entertain it. Entertaining it doesn't necessarily mean I'm validating it. Entertaining, validating, not the same word, not the same meaning. Not the same thing. Entertaining is, maybe I have nothing better to do, or I have something better to do, but this seems like it's going to be more fun, or funner. Whichever one, peeps. So I'll entertain it. Yet, if I happen to entertain this topic, conversation point, or argument that I shouldn't be entertaining, the very least you can do is stick to one side of the argument. Stick to one side of the argument. You can't move the goalposts. You can't change the argument within me entertaining this idea. Because when that happens, this whole entertaining business, that stops. The entertaining stops. The fun stops. And I like to have fun. I like to get these different perspectives, these different ideas, regardless of how radical, how out of the norms they are. I can entertain it. However, if you are moving the argument, if you're changing mid-screen and all of this other stuff while I'm entertaining something that the regular person don't want to entertain, that's a reason to go. That is my reason to go. That is my reason to just go all in. That is my reason to go all in. I don't like going all in. I like smiling. I like banter. I like witty banter. I like telling jokes. I like non-funny jokes. I like bad comedies. I like doing stuff to put smiles on faces. I like being cool. I like being nonsensical at times. I like being rational at other times. I don't want to be put in a box. I like not to be put in a box. I like to just entertain all sorts of ideas. However, when you start changing the argument midstream, when I'm entertaining all sorts of ideas, that is reason to go. That is reason to turn this entertainment off and call it what it is. Call it what it is. And I can entertain ideas and just let you play loosey-goosey with the facts. Just make some facts up as you go. It's cool. It's okay. We're talking here. We're sharing a conversation. We're doing things. Yay. It's happy times. But as soon as you change position and change argument midstream, or trying to have both arguments that are diametrically opposed of each other, and you're trying to have them together, that is reason to go. That is reason to go. Reason to go. Yeah. I don't have many reasons to go. There are a lot of things that won't make me go. There's a lot of things where I can just turn the other cheek and be like, it's okay. It's not my reason to go. So you think I'm not that bright. Yay, that's not a reason to go. So you don't like that. That's not a reason to go. My team is bad. Oh, that's not reason to go. So, yeah. And I guess I'm trying to hold this off just as long as possible. I don't want to get all cray-cray or anything to that nation, or notion, I should say. Basically, I have no problem with going back and forth on an argument that there's really no answer to. There's really no answer to. Say, for example, if one person thinks that James Harden, NBA basketball star James Harden, should be MVP, and the other person thinks that Russell Westbrook should be the MVP. Okay. But the same person is arguing that the person that's arguing for, what's his name? I believe I just said it. James Harden. This person is arguing for James Harden to be MVP because Russell Westbrook just doesn't make his players better. The people around him on his team, he just doesn't make them better. Harden makes everybody better on his team. Yeah, okay. I can rock with that. I have no problem with that argument. If that's how you feel, if that's what you think, sure, I can entertain that. I can entertain that. Entertain on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's entertain it. However, you can't be, and you can't say, and you can't be the person who says, and a combination of all three of those, what I just said, that the reason Kevin Durant used to be Russell Westbrook's teammate, you can't say the reason Durant left because he couldn't win with those players on the team, and then also say that Westbrook doesn't make the players on his team better. You can't take both those positions. You can't take both. That's intellectually dishonest. That's my reason to go. It was a fun conversation. It was cool. You won Harden to get MVP. Okay, that's fine. You giving me your reasons. I'm entertaining that. That's good. Yay, it's entertainment. It's fun. It's good. Continue. Proceed on. I think Westbrook should get it. I'm giving you my reasons. Yay. But then you went and had to cross the line. Then you went and had to say that Westbrook doesn't make his teammates better. But yet, you're the same guy who said Durant had to leave because he couldn't win with those players. How can Durant not win with those players and Westbrook can't make them better? Yeah, about that. That's a reason to go. That is reason to go. That is reason for me to go in. That is reason for me to hey, I can't entertain this conversation anymore. You can't have both sides of the argument. You can't say that. You can't say that the reason Durant left the Oklahoma City Thunder and the reason that he left that team because the players wasn't good and he couldn't win with those players. But yet in the same breath, in the same time, you say Russell Westbrook doesn't make those players better. Of course he doesn't make those players better. You're the same guy who said Kevin Durant couldn't win with those players. See, you can't have both arguments. You lose. Not cool. I just wanted to entertain. I could have just went on my merry little way and just not paid attention, did my little woosers, walked off, and could have just went about my regular. I could have hung up the phone. I could have picked up the phone. I could have did other things. I could have watched grass grow. I could have drank some water and counted to 10. I could have ran around in circles and chased my tail like dogs do, because it obviously is fun, because dogs do it. Dogs don't do things that's not fun. Dogs do not do things that's not fun. And if they do do things that's not fun, they do it for a reason. We just don't know the reason because we don't talk to them. We don't know the doggy language. And if I did know the doggy language, I probably wouldn't tell anybody. Probably wouldn't tell anybody, because who would believe that? Exactly. I could have did all those things. I could have even contemplated on some deep thoughts. I could even made up words. I could have put on my song. My favorite song, my favorite album, and just made my chest pop and dance and practice my karaoke. I could have did a lot of things, but I chose not to. I chose to entertain this conversation. But yet, you had to go and be intellectually dishonest and make everything bad. That is reason to go. That is my reason to go. If you want to make me go or know my reason to go is being intellectually dishonest on purpose. Being intellectually dishonest, not on purpose. Being intellectually dishonest, period. Being intellectually dishonest and having both sides to the argument when it's not rational, it's not reasonable. It is not logical to have both sides of the argument, but you want to have both sides of the argument. No, that is my reason to go. So if you want me to go, do those things. But I will say this. I will say this, and you know, I know, because I'm communicating this with you nonverbal right now. You wouldn't do that. You would not do that. Other people would do that. You wouldn't do that. We have this special bond. We have this thing. I don't have to worry about you doing that. That's why I can tell you I don't have to worry about you doing it. And besides, if I know you're doing it, or if I can sense you're doing it, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go. So you can take that chance if you want to. Take the chance if you want to. However, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go. It's a reason to go. Doesn't mean I will go. Besides, you wouldn't do that anyway. We got this special bond. We're still trying to come up a word for it. Don't know what it is yet, but we will get there. We will get there. We'll make it there one day. And you know I'm right. You know I am right. I don't like to say I'm right. I don't like to say I'm right. But when I'm right, I'll say it this time. And this time, I'm right. Just like I was right about PGA Tiger Woods. I said so many moons ago, many years ago, after the incident. After the incident, I believe I said that he would never win another major again. People looked at me. They thought I was just trolling, even though trolling wasn't around then. People looked at me and thought I was just arguing. People looked at me and thought I was being, contrarian. But that was not the case. That was not the case. I just looked at all the facts. I just processed all the information in, and I just went with that gut feeling. My gut feeling told me My gut feeling said to me, my gut feeling just let me know that Tiger Woods wasn't going to win another major again. Tiger Woods wasn't going to win again. Tiger Woods is not going to win another major again. Woo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's what my intuition told me. That's what my gut feeling told me. It took all the information in and just processed and it spit that right out. And then I just made it known. I made it known to everybody. I made it known on this show. I made it known on other shows. I made it known to just about anybody at that time. And they just looked at me or they told me, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Are you okay? Blink twice for yes. Blink once for no. I had to remind them and tell them that I am perfectly fine. I am okay. There's nothing wrong. I just looking at all the information and I'm taking in the facts. And the fact is, when you win just by stepping out on a golf course, or when you win just by your presence alone, and then that feeds into your self-confidence, and then it becomes your presence doesn't command anymore, and the self-confidence or confidence is shaken. The things that drove you and the things that won is not there anymore. And then not to mention body's breaking down, and the body's breaking down for I'm not going to go there because I don't know. And my intuition is telling me, don't say it. I hear it. I hear the rumors. I hear the whispers. But my intuition telling me not to say it. And I'm not going down that road. I'm not saying it because I don't know if it's true or not. I just know never win another PGA major again. Sorry, Tiger. On the 4th, 5th, 6th back surgery. But hey. I'll be waiting and cheering for you to come back like everyone else.